Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting. And keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPACGAFAIR. CMA.
Do we even remember what all those are anymore?
If I slowed them down.
He never even says Lip Balm Anonymous.
LBA.
Which is real. You can look up on the internet.
Yeah, but what is this one? If you think of Lip Balm Anonymous, LBA, what do you think LBJ is? Well, of course, a former president. But, you know, I just wanted to see if anyone else would go there.
We're not going to go there.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Wow, you guys are sitting in different places.
We're sitting out of order. We still keep things
three
in order,
off. Three off a little bit. We have a special peanut gallery member today too.
Yes, we do.
Yvette from Forever Amber and 27 Tears Records. Hello.
Sweet.
All right.
She came down. She came down from High Desert Land, rock star like.
Yes, we're hosting. We're starting to host rock stars now.
Next week we're hosting Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
Oh, Bill, yes. He's coming down?
Bilp is coming down. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good way to put it. Bilp.
Sounds like a hobbit.
It does.
It does. Bilp.
Built by Baggins. He'll love that. Perfect.
Don't make me laugh.
Perfect.
So how was your day, Shelley?
You
look a little wee bit challenged at the moment.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with my back, but, you know, no worries. I still went to church, forced myself to stand up for singing. Although, when the pastor did the thing they did last week where they forgot when we were supposed to stand and sit, even though it's printed in the bulletin.
Right. Stand
so they
up,
had
sit
us
down,
up, down,
fight,
up,
fight,
down,
fight.
Up, down. And when Pastor Fred got to the reading of the gospel and we're all supposed to stand for it, I said, oh, for God's sake. And Tom said, you know, if you just don't stand up, all our robes will hide you. Nobody will be able to tell.
Nice. Did you do it?
Yeah, because I'd been up, down, up, down. I mean, and I'm slow, too. So, like, you see all the choir popping up, and then 5 minutes later, I joined the rest of them. It was
head comes slowly up. How was your day, Mark?
Fantastic.
What'd you do? Anything spectacular?
Went to church. Watched a little football.
The church of football.
I actually went to church.
Oh, you actually separated it out into two. It wasn't just.
I actually went to church and then watched football.
It wasn't like the Holy Congregation of Tarkington or something like that.
I didn't go to the church of Tom Brady or whatever deity is in the NFL now.
Our Lady of NFL.
I almost hate to ask this because from week to week, it's you never know. Bears?
Play tonight. Oh. Play tomorrow night. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
They play the Cowboys.
Who's going to win?
Bears.
Sweet.
Dude.
All I need is for my Bears to beat the Cowboys because one of my drivers is an extreme Cowboys fan.
Gives you 8 months of talking points.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what happens on the rest of the year. We don't go to the Super Bowl, no problem. As long as I can talk smack to my employee about my... Now, the only problem is if his team wins, I'm in deep shit.
Yeah.
So how's your day, Bruce?
My day was awesome. Slept in a little bit. Got up because I found out we were doing the show a little bit early today. Got up, started getting some boozy news. When you guys got back, went out and had a bitchin' lunch. I ate a crap load of food. It was awesome.
Good.
And now we're recording. What could be better than that?
I don't know.
You know what could be better?
What? What could be better? Oh, well, Yvette, Yvette?
My weekend was awesome because you guys invited me down.
Oh, and sweet.
I've been a big fan and follower, and I feel VIP because you guys are the celebrities. I mean, it's true, though.
Now, let me ask you this before you hang up the mic there. 27 Tears, that is a production company.
It's actually a record label.
A record label. See, I'm not rock worthy.
We do production.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
I launched a record label.
So, and how can people get in touch with you? Where, like, if people want to go buy, like, Forever Amber stuff or stuff that your record label is releasing, where's the best place for them to go?
Facebook, Facebook, ForeverAmberMusic.com. Or go to my YouTube channel. That's www.youtube.com/ForeverAmberMusic.
Okay. Cool.
Best places.
So if people want to buy stuff, that's where to go.
Yeah.
Sweet.
God is calling.
Awesome. God is calling.
Bruce.
Hello?
Bruce is going to talk to God in a low, hushed tone as you talk to God. What's up? He's on the phone.
Yes, we are.
He's talking. He's talking in a low voice, and he's now done. How's God? How's God?
Oh, are we still going? I just figured we'd
I was just talking in the background.
I just figured we'd cut that part out.
Oh, no, of course not.
I don't want to make Shelley work extra, you know, editing.
We don't ever do
and
that.
Stuff.
We always find something to say while you're doing something else.
I'm sure. Well, you know what that means.
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
That was awesome.
We are so good.
We got a bunch of news from a bunch of different places.
Oh, good.
We've got news from PK. We've got news from Fran. We've got news from Mr. Bill P.
Yay.
We've got news from Mark M. We've got news from Mark P. I do not believe I've got... Well, there's news from me, but that's only because I went out and found it, but not because it's anything special I sent in. The first one is from our good friend Mark P. Probably one of the most brilliant things I've heard of. In Amsterdam.
Yeah.
They are...
This is automatically drug-related.
After more than a decade out of work because of back injury and chronic alcoholism, this guy finally landed a job.
Yeah? What do you got a job doing?
Well, he's determined to keep it. He gets up at 5:30, walks the dog, puts on a red tie, ready to clean litter from the streets. He's 6 years old. He's not proud of being an alcoholic.
6 years old?
60.
60. Oh, you said
and he's
six.
Not
60.
Proud of being an alcoholic, but he's proud to be working again.
Oh, what's he doing?
Well, he is collecting trash, but they pay him in beer.
Awesome.
So they're taking the out-of-work alcoholics and going, hey, if you clean this up, we're going to give you beer.
Well, they also get a stipend. They get, like, $13 or whatever.
$13.55 a day.
Where were these guys when I was in my cocaine addiction?
Oh, and you know what?
Yeah.
There's more.
Oh.
In addition to the beer, each member gets a cleaning team, gets a half a pack of rolling tobacco, free lunch, and 10 euros. But apparently they all like it for the beer.
The beer. Yeah, I just work for the beer.
But at the end of the thing, at the end of that story, there's a quote from one of the women who administrates this beer fest that they think it's better that these alcoholics are, you know, if they're going to drink anyway, at least they're not giving them hard liquor. People just are. Is anyone
well, that's
ever
much better?
Is anyone ever going to get it?
That's
that
much
you can
better.
Just get just as hammered on beer as you can on
yeah,
Stoli.
It takes a lot more effort.
Yeah.
Really.
It is better, she said. This is Fatima Elatik, which is a practicing Muslim who, it sounds interesting, she'd be encouraging anybody to be drinking for any reason, but apparently it's okay if it's beer. She said, It's better, she said, to give them something to do and restrict their drinking to a limited amount of beer with no hard alcohol. People unclear
on the
of the concept. Okay, let's see. What else we have here? Oh, in case you need another reason not to hide a glass pipe in a body cavity, a North Dakota woman was discovered.
Were there reasons needed for that?
A North Dakota woman was discovered bleeding from her bikini.
Oh. The vajayjay went sideways, huh?
Yes, other than...
Yeah, but she told the cops she was on her period.
Well, they responded to a crash scene after she had rear-ended another vehicle. And they arrested her because they found she had a warrant failure to appear in court. And, she also had a pending narcotics and paraphernalia case. After transporting her to the Cass County Jail, they spotted blood on the black seat. When I asked Smart about this, she said she was on her period, and they thought nothing more of it for a second. But they walked into the booking area. Blood continued to drip from her crotch area onto her legs and the floor. She finally subsequently admitted having a glass pipe inserted in her bikini.
What is wrong with saying vagina?
I'd have called it a defective tampon if I were her.
Yeah.
Of a defective tampon. Why not?
Oh.
Oh.
They recovered broken clear glass meth crack pipe. Meth slash crack pipe. And a syringe.
Oh.
Capped. I guess that makes it okay if it's capped.
Oh.
The pipe was booked into evidence. They discarded the needle. She continued to bleed. They went to some medical staff, and they had removed some additional broken glass. If you are going to get pulled over, maybe the glass pipe is not the thing to try and dispose of there.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dope addict.
The next story on that is very long.
Did you
even read it? It's a guy that hooked up with another guy. There's apparently a website for people that are into cannibalism. This is like going on a first date, and it would be your only date because one of you is going to die.
That's funny because that doesn't seem at all what that story is about, but okay. Roll with it, Shelley. Roll with it.
No, the guy got convicted of murdering this guy.
This is funny because this is talking about things coming down on cardboard parachutes out of the sky.
Oh, am I one story ahead?
Possibly.
Okay, scroll down.
She's talking about cannibalism, and I'm reading. I'm like, wow, unlikely invasion, fourth and biggest rodent air assault, and I'm like, cannibals, cannibal rodent air assault.
No. This guy. So these two guys have this date, you know, and they're eating various parts from the one man who has agreed to be cannibalized. And then he's, like, bleeding to death.
So this is last date. First date, last date.
Yeah.
Did he change his mind at some point?
No. And in fact, he's laying there bleeding to death in the tub after having had several parts taken off and then consumed. And he said, if I'm still alive in the morning, we can eat my balls. So he dies. Okay. The guy dies, obviously, in the tub. And the other guy is convicted of murder. But apparently there's this underground, you know,
how can you be
website.
Convicted of murder if the guy's, like, completely okay with it?
Yeah.
You still can't, like, go around killing people. He was obviously nuts.
He was almost nuts.
Yeah.
Don't make me laugh.
Well, he still had his nuts.
Yeah. You know what the good news about this is?
What?
More water for me.
Yeah. The good news about this is it ain't us. Never once have I looked over at Mark and said, hey, Mark, want to come over for dinner? Yeah. What are we having? You?
I'll bring Chianti.
Some fava beans.
Yeah. Now, Shelley seems to know about this story as well. Would you like to tell us about the rodent air assault?
I've forgotten where it is, though.
It's right here.
It is...
somewhere in the U.S.
It doesn't really... At an Air Force base. Oh, in the territory of Guam.
Oh, it's in Guam. Okay, well, that's still U.S. They are having a severe problem with a certain type of snake that accidentally got imported. Yeah, the whole hitching a ride type of thing.
Got it.
Now the brown tree snake.
Yeah, but now the snake is everywhere, and it's a total epidemic. And in order to, they discovered, quite by accident, I guess, that this particular snake has a fatal allergy to Tylenol. So what they did was they got a bunch of, you know, the mice that they use for, like, testing, you know, scientific.
Doped them up on Tylenol?
They humanely killed them. We're hoping humanely. And then stuffed them full of Tylenol and dropped them, airlifted them into this area where these snakes are.
I thought that snakes wouldn't eat dead animals.
Apparently these will.
Oh.
But it's enough Tylenol to kill the snakes, but it's not enough Tylenol to kill any other foraging animals that might eat the carcasses.
Why didn't they just call, like, Paul Hogan or somebody?
Too many snakes. Too many.
Well, that leaves out leaves out Indiana Jones. He ain't going.
It leaves out the state of Florida too, because it's too many snakes.
Too many snakes.
A bunch of brown tree snakes with no headaches.
The Achilles heel, Tylenol. Oh, okay. I have to announce this. There's now a king of the internet.
Really?
There is a king of the internet. I saw the webpage, and he's in a crown, and he's on a thing, and he's up on a throne.
And what?
He is His Majesty Amit Kataria.
Where is he from?
He's king of the internet. It doesn't matter because he's the king of the internet.
He's from the internet.
He put out a 10-article decree, royal decree by the king of the internet, Amit Kataria.
Saying.
Article 1, there shall be no more malware. If anyone is caught creating computer virus, spyware, and malicious software, they shall be imprisoned.
Where?
Thank you.
What, do they go to
Apparently
Facebook
in
jail?
The kingdom of Amit.
They go to Facebook jail, basically.
I don't know. Article 2, there shall be no censorship on the internet. No IP address blocking, no DNS filtering, redirection, no network disconnection, or any other kind of censorship. Amit has spoken. Number 3.
I don't like Amit.
There shall be no identity theft. That means everyone's personal information on the internet shall be safe. If anyone is caught stealing someone's personal information, use it without permission, they shall be imprisoned.
In Facebook jail.
Wherever the kingdom of Amit is.
So, but who is Amit? So he's saying that we can't have fake identities, but apparently Amit can.
Oh, no. He's a guy.
You think that's his real name?
I think that's his real name.
He's declared himself king.
Amit Kataria.
Yes, he's
There shall be free, there shall be fast and free high-speed internet for all, for everyone. Everyone should be able to get free internet on their Wi-Fi settings, no matter where you're driving, no matter whose house you're going by. Everybody gets it, and you should log in everywhere for free.
So who's going to pay for all of this free Wi-Fi?
You know what? Apparently the kingdom of Amit is going to do it. Let's see. There shall be no spamming. No spam. No more spam.
I'm underwhelmed by this story, by the way.
I am so underwhelmed by this.
Listen.
I'm picturing a throne looking a lot like a toilet.
Listen.
No, so was I.
No spam, not even from Nigerian guys, it says. No stuff from Nigerians coming. Anyone you caught really spamming funny? Shall be imprisoned.
This whole thing would have made my spam folder.
and no phishing scams. Anyone caught creating a fake website of any kind shall be imprisoned.
Once again.
On the list of things Mark cares about?
This is not one of them.
Anything else?
King of Meat.
Is this like a Letterman
here's
thing?
Here's a stupid story.
We have a stupid story?
Dumber
oh, yeah.
Is this
one?
A special kind of stupid?
I think so.
Okay, what we got?
10-year-old boy suspended from high school.
Tell your boys in high school, that's impressive to start out with.
Oh, no, pardon me. Just from school.
Okay, thank you.
For firing an imaginary bow and arrow.
Did he kill an imaginary deer with it?
Johnny Jones was suspended from Southeastern Middle School in Fawn Grove, Pennsylvania, for shooting an imaginary arrow at a classmate.
You've got to be kidding me.
You know what I would tell him?
Violated the school's zero tolerance policy on weapons when he drew back the strings of the imaginary bow and shot, quote, his friend.
He didn't shoot his friend. He shot an imaginary terrorist that was about to shoot his friend.
There you go.
Yes.
He's a hero.
He was suspended for
a day.
He's
the hero of the week.
For making a threat to another student using a replica or representation of a firearm.
Do you know how many days of school I would have missed growing up?
All of them.
Yeah.
Pow, pow. Yeah. Every time we played Cowboys and Indians or something, everyone would have gone home for the day. Yeah. If we had only known.
If we'd have known, we'd have had so many days.
Dude, we could have been out of school every day.
Okay, now wait a minute. So, what about shooting rubber bands?
That's a real weapon. That's not even a fake weapon.
But
that's
it's
a
not
real
a gun.
Weapon. Doesn't say that.
I used to
weapon.
Do that first, third, and sixth period every day.
I used to do that with paper clips.
They really hurt.
You could actually put an eye out with those.
Yeah.
By the way,
we learned about geometry and trajectory though when we did that. So it's
there's been notes. Of course, everyone in the county is up in arms about this, and of course, the school has not released anything. He was making like his favorite movie character lately, and I can't remember what her name is. From the Hunger Games.
Katniss.
Which, by the way, I saw another Boozy News story that I didn't put in here that thinks that in about 15 years from now, we are going to be cleaning up with archery. Because apparently there is a huge interest in archery now amongst young people, especially girls, are like really getting into it because of Katniss. And they think that by the time the Olympics rolls around in about 16 years, we're going to be cleaning house.
Awesome. Okay, watch your time. Don't forget to watch your time.
Easy does it, Shelly. Oh. Easy.
Boy,
easy
you take a little control away from her. Look what happens.
It's just, if he forgets, then, you know.
It's our show. We can go as long as we want.
Okay, who's the most wacko religious group you can think of?
Catholics?
PTL.
No. More U.S.
Oh, the Koresh, David Koresh and the...
Wow.
Southern Baptists. Oh, no, the snake handlers.
The Westboro Baptists?
Oh, Westboro Baptist Church. There we go.
Westboro Baptist Church is a little nutty.
Yes.
That's not really a church.
They are flying to Nelson Mandela's funeral to picket.
Perfect.
Oh, that'll last about 2 minutes.
Perfect. You know what the problem is?
Oh, if they all leave the country, can we refuse to let them back in?
Well... What people were mentioning...
If they fly to South Africa to go picket, we won't have to worry about letting them back in.
That's true.
Actually,
you're not in the United States.
Actually, that's what people have been sharing about, like on Twitter responses. Say, you know, South Africa will most certainly greet you with more extreme prejudice than authorities in the U.S. They said, once you get there, you will not be coming back. And the guy says, this is not, you don't even know. You're not going to the U.S. They don't allow you to do that. You're going to picket. You're going to be staying there in jail. You're not going to be coming back.
By the way, just a note to everybody, we actually restarted the show because of Bruce's levels, and he's now maxing out the board every time he...
Oh, am I maxing out? Oh,
awesome.
Perfect.
Awesome!
Well, in the break, we'll have to check it out again. Let's see here. You guys familiar with the knockout game?
Yes.
Yes, we talked about that
people
last week.
People just run out and crack.
Yeah.
Well,
got an update?
Sort of. There's a Jewish group in New York is offering rewards up to $5,000 for people turning in people that are playing the knockout game. So if you're playing the knockout game, these guys are going to be – your friends are going to be rolling over on you.
You realize that I'm not saying nothing, but I'm going to say it anyway. The majority of the guys playing the knockout game are poor black men who are playing it. So they could just go knock somebody out and turn themselves in for $5,000. Now you put a $5,000 bounty on people. Nice going.
No. What it'll be is it'll be the bounty of the guy's buddy.
No, just
he doesn't
just
actually
me.
Play the game.
No, just
he's
me.
Just seen his friend
just
do
me.
It. Now he's like, oh, I'll just turn
no,
him
just
in.
Just me.
I don't even have to go to jail.
Guy just goes and throws a punch and says, it was me. Give me $5,000.
Yeah, but if you turn in your friend, you don't even have to go to jail. You just turn in your buddy. All right, see you, man.
Yeah.
I ain't going to jail, but you are. And you know what will happen? They'll get that roommate, that cell buddy.
That one?
The one tiny.
Yeah.
460 pounds of rippling muscle.
Let me show you the knockout game.
Yeah, let me show you the true knockout game.
Yeah.
From the inside.
There's a second part to the way we play.
let's see. We'll do one more here. Oh, Fresno.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, guess who sent this one in? Six hurt in Southeast Fresno hammer swinging rampage.
What?
Hammer swinging rampage.
Were they pretending?
A man went on a hammer swinging rampage
Summer swimming rampage.
The suspect was in his early 20s.
Yes.
And he
just go with it.
Was taken into custody after an accident in a parking lot of the medical center. So apparently it was handy to have the medical center there for the hammer-wielding rampage. Yeah. Lieutenant Jose Garcia said the man struck four people with his hammer.
Did he win?
Apparently he thought he was Thor or something.
Did he win?
Well, I'm sure he did.
How do you get to four
You know what really
people?
Sucks? If you don't win, there's no good second place.
Then he jumped in a car and in his attempt to escape hit a woman with the car.
Is that the bonus round or
three
what?
Names?
Yeah. He sped away before people could get his license number. Oh, no, they were able to get the license number, and the helicopter met him at his house when he got there. Then he tried to jump into a Mercedes sports car and take off again when he sideswiped a UPS truck before slamming headfirst into a parked SUV.
This guy was playing alcoholic pinball.
Yes.
Then he jumped a fence, but got caught up in the fence and got taken into custody. Multiple charges of assault with a deadly weapon. Actually, nobody sustained life-threatening injuries.
This is like the Olympics of booze. I mean, he would be a gold medalist. Look at all the crap he had to go through before he got arrested.
And interestingly enough, it doesn't tell anything about the guy. It doesn't say his name or anything. Or
well, what I want to know is how
just look up look up King of Stupid.
How did he get to the second person? Because once you've hit somebody with a hammer, especially in a medical center parking lot,
you think they'd run.
Next guy goes, other people, my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did people just stand around and wait to get whacked? I mean, what?
Because if you did that at Dodger Stadium, the next guy you'd come up to would have a Dodger bat in his hand already. Yeah. If you hit one guy with a hammer, you'd go to get the next guy, and they'd have baseball bats.
If you do that at Dodger Stadium, the next guy's got a gun.
Yeah.
That's like ninja movies where there's like 47 people all converging on the ninja guy, and they all wait their turn to get their butt kicked by the ninja guy.
Did you ever see, I don't know if it was, if this is the actual name of the movie, it was like an American Ninja or something. And, you know, this American guy goes around the back, and this Japanese guy goes in the front. And the Japanese guy shows this long, involved, you know, attack scenes, and he's fighting everyone, he's kicking everyone's ass. And he gets inside, and, like, the American guy's in there, like, having a Coke. And you can see all along his path, there's just like wiped out dead guys all the way along. And the Japanese guy goes, you are amazing. And he pulls out these two pistols with silencers. He goes, this is American martial arts right here.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
America.
America.
America. And that, my friends, is the end of the, thank God, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To that same old place that you laughed about.
Though the names have all changed since you've been around. Come on, Shelly, join in.
Shelly, we need you here.
Oh, you're right.
Who's about to get... I can't even remember how the song goes. Who's about to... Right here where we need you. Yeah, we miss you a lot because we got you.
We need you a lot.
Okay, go, Shelly.
No, I'm not singing that blasted... I sang it one time, like a year and a half ago.
We saved it.
That was it.
It's a beautiful, even Yvette.
Yes.
Yvette is saying, yeah. We need you a lot because we got you on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
That's the way you need me. You need to find trouble by yourself.
Yeah, after you had to correct me.
Well, isn't that what wives are for?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Mr. Right. She's Mrs. Always Right.
You have a magnet that says so.
Yeah. It's the only thing in the house that's right. So, Shelley, what's the topic?
Which one did we pick?
We just had this conversation.
Oh, did we pick the crutch? Tiny Tim and his crutch?
Yeah.
God bless us, everyone.
Well, who's the lead-out music by?
How would you like to tackle this, Bruce?
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think there, Shell? How would you like to approach this topic that you brought up?
I didn't bring it up. You did when
we
were in
the car.
Can we
just ask what the topic was? And she said, oh, I know what it is.
But you were the one who coined the phrase in the car.
Oh, well, using crutches for when things happen to us bad in life, you know, the whether for right or wrong, we turn to the things that seem to have always worked for us. And, of course, for drug addicts and alcoholics, the danger is that stuff that used to work for us
that no longer does.
Doesn't really work so well anymore.
Right.
Hey, more peanut gallery.
Peanut gallery's doubled in the last 30 seconds.
We have two nuts now.
Why are people calling?
Wow, God is calling.
God's working overtime today.
God is working overtime today. So what do you think, Shelly?
I think that, I mean, the whole crutch thing, like using, there's a danger in thinking you can just use, I can just drink one drink just to get through this issue. I'm just going to have one drink. And that, you know, you may go 2 weeks having one drink a day. But
you can go 3 months having one drink.
And then, but then at some point, it's going to go, well, I'll go haywire, and the next thing, you know, you're face down in a gutter with your panties down around your ankles. So.
Wow.
I'm just saying, that's what's going to happen.
Why does a peanut gallery look at me and go, Bruce?
I've never hit that bottom.
Yeah, I've never had my panties around my ankle.
Well, you know what I mean. Actually, the visual I had was those demotivational posters of the chicks that are passed out in the streets of Tijuana with their underwear down around their ankles.
Oh, my God.
Those are horrible.
There's one where this girl's like passed out on the street, and like her dress is up, her panties are down. It's like thank you, Jose Cuervo. Someone has thrown away a perfectly good white girl. It's like wow. Yes, it's so wrong.
But that starts with I'll just have one.
Yes.
And for alcoholics and addicts, there is no such thing as one. No matter how long you have just one, eventually it becomes not just one.
Clearly.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
Really.
You never had just one?
Well, I had just one lots
of times.
By
just one, you mean an 8-ounce shot glass. That was just one.
I had one once. It went for about 16 years.
I did 1 ounce once.
He's like, I did cocaine once for 9.5 years
That's
straight.
It. Yeah. Just did it once. It was a continuous line.
It would forever.
It's just from here to Ecuador.
Yeah. So what do you think, Mark?
I think there's a lot of crutches that get used. And we've talked about, you know, going and drinking or using. I think that people also tend to use meetings as a crutch.
Really?
I do.
Aren't you supposed to?
To a point, but no, you're not. In my humble opinion,
I have to wait and hear what the entire humble opinion before we decide if that's trophy worthy.
No. We can't say, in my humble opinion, while touching the humble trophy. Just that doesn't.
What
make
could be
it
more humble than
count.
That?
This is as humble as it gets.
That doesn't make it not count. That's not like, you know, crossing your fingers behind your back when you're lying, and that makes it not count. No, it doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does.
We set ground rules for the humble trophy when
it got
here. Are
you kidding? Haven't you ever noticed when politicians...
As long as I'm touching the humble trophy when I say it, it's met with all humility.
Haven't you ever noticed that when politicians speak, they have one hand on the microphone and one hand behind their back? They're all crossing their fingers. Come on. It's perfectly acceptable behavior.
Except not everybody. I can't say it.
No.
I was going to say except for Bob Dole, but I'm not going to say that.
Oh, that's not good, man.
It's not good, is it?
I was trying to think of who was running against someone once, and I forgot all about Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, I forgot about Bob.
Yeah.
What About Bob? It's a great movie.
That's right.
So you were talking about using meetings as a crutch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I see people who they go to meetings and, you know, first year of sobriety, they go to a meeting every day, and second year of sobriety, they go to a meeting every day, and I start to see people who don't seem to be out there learning to live life. They tend to be hiding. Well, we've done a show on hiding in meetings.
Yes.
And I take it along those lines. That people use meetings as a crutch because they'll hide in meetings rather than going out there and living life on life's terms.
But don't you also get, like, the people that, I mean, out of the 24-hour day, a meeting's only an hour and a half. They could be living life. Let's say you're asleep for 8 hours.
Okay.
That leaves you.
Okay, and you get up at six, and you get up at six, and you go to a meeting, and then you go to breakfast, and you go to a noon meeting.
No, but what if you just do a meeting a day, and you go to your morning meeting, the rest of the day you're living life.
But I'm talking about the guy who goes to the 6:30
meeting.
Three, four meetings a day.
Oh, that's. Yeah. I'm all for that up front.
I'm all for that little time you think you need it, just like I was all up for a line or two when I thought I needed it.
That was every
day.
It
was these 6.5 straight years of using. If I use meetings for 6.5 straight years, it's kind of the same thing, except I'm not killing myself.
Well, yeah, except I'm not loaded.
Yeah, but...
Shelley?
Well, I think that we do ourselves and the program a disservice by not getting back out into the real world and having a real life, because what we're supposed to be is the example. And if we're in meetings half the day and then we go to work and we go home, what are we the example of? We're not really being a very good example.
I'm going to have to play devil's advocate here on this one.
I am agreeing that in the beginning.
I think there's many, 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 many people that go to multiple meetings in a day. Why would he be calling
people
me?
People are not used to us recording at this time of the day.
Well, it is because I already told him I was recording today. So God will have to wait. I think there's many people that go to tons of meetings. I mean, I've seen guys that used to hang around the Ilano Club all the time, guys with a lot of time, and those were the guys that a lot of new people went up to and talked to about recovery. And even though they're not out there necessarily, they're sure doling out a lot of recovery.
True, in the meetings. But that's kind of preaching to the choir. How can we carry the message if we don't pick up the damn tools, walk out the door, and go out and present ourselves as rational human beings and look for opportunities to carry the message?
Healthy people don't need doctors.
I know, but you never know when you're going to run into somebody who just happens to need...
It's not like I ever run into any dope fiends or alcoholics.
Are you kidding? They come out of the woodwork at the library.
Yeah, well, my store is like a big freaking electromagnet.
Your store is a halfway house.
Yeah.
Your store is the black hole of AA.
It sort of is, in a way.
Not many stop at my place.
No. Oh, no, a lot stop at your place. They're just haven't decided to get sober yet.
Yeah.
What about other crutches, though? There are other things. We all just switch addictions.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's crutches of all kinds of things. Some people would spend a lot of time on the internet. Some people would game. Some people would read. Some people would watch movies ad nauseum. Some people will plant themselves in front of the TV and watch, you know, 27 seasons of Mad Men or something. There certainly is a lot of... We used to know a guy, Fausto. What was his crutch?
Fishing.
But not like fishing normally. This guy was fishing all the effing time. And he's like, he'd like go online and be like, look at this. Look at these reels I found.
This
and
I'd like
be
Iron like, Man. This was Iron Man fishing.
And I'd be like, he's like, look at these reels I found. He goes, they're such a great deal. I'm like, oh, did you buy one? He goes, I bought four. And I'm like, why would you need four of exactly the same kind of fishing reel? Because I'm going to go fishing.
Because I only had 20.
Yeah.
Of that one.
Used to go fishing, and finally, he had to quit fishing. I mean, like, he was doing it to the obsessive part where his wife and everything's not seeing him. And
he went cold trout?
He went cold trout.
He went cold trout.
He went North Atlantic cod, I think. he went so cold on that. What other kinds did you have in mind, Shelley?
Well, I don't know.
Fill us in on your tiny Timish.
Food.
See, being in that chair isn't easy, is it?
No.
You hear a lot more from that chair.
Yeah, and I just want to go to sleep now.
Food?
yeah, some people turn to food addictions. I'm currently battling an issue with that because I get up every morning and say, no, I'm not going to eat crap, and then I eat crap. Food, self-injury. Quite a few people on the program struggle with that. And these are all just, you think it's just something, any time that you look for something outside of yourself and your higher power to fix what's wrong with you or to make you feel better, you're just in, a death spiral leading back down into addiction.
Sex, the same shopping, thing. All those kind of things.
Meetings?
Mark is stuck on this issue.
Mark's throwing in the, you know what, if you want to change it up, go to some NA, Mark. You can go to some NA, some AA, some CA. Just throw them all in be a Skittles party. Throw them all in a bowl. See which one you want to go to.
I think you should go to some NA meetings and get your butt kicked.
I don't think so.
Around here, those NA people are hardcore.
They're afraid I'll take over. It's like hell.
Devil doesn't want you.
Imagine. You go one time. You get elected. Mark does one of his famous things, like where he goes to pass them because he wants. He goes, I just recently celebrated, 28 years of recovery, and I thought I'd mention you guys. I thought it would be a really good idea, at least in this particular NA meeting, that we start using the word sober more. Everyone in favor? A bunch of newcomers will raise their hand and go, he passes.
Passes. Perfect.
The Mark Railroad.
They'll have the only NA meeting in the area where people say clean and sober.
It'll probably be packed.
It's like the Polar Express.
Actually, it could get packed. You never know. It could easily become packed. Oh my goodness, time is flying by. Any other crutches you can think of, Mark, besides meetings?
No, because you guys mentioned the rest of them. I just threw that one in.
How about I had another one too, and it was a good one.
In your opinion?
In my opinion, it was a good one, which means it probably wasn't. And it was a long, wasn't food.
Anything you want to talk about while Bruce is thinking?
Maybe this time, what about people that get, you know what?
What?
This is one too.
What?
Music. But see now, because I think that there's some crutches that it's kind of hard to look at as like being a crutch. Like for instance, let's say I'm really depressed, and whenever I'm depressed, I go put on that one CD or that one thing. I might play it ad nauseum for a couple days because I just need that powerful message from that artist. So I play it. It would be difficult to say that was a horribly bad thing unless it was like preventing you from going to work. Because there's some things like you say, maybe Shelley reads a lot, maybe Fausto fishes a lot. Then you got to watch for when it slips from being something that really is positive for you, kind of like what Mark was saying with meetings. Meetings are clearly positive for you.
Yes.
But if you're doing them to the exclusion of living life,
right,
maybe not so much.
That was it. Those were good final words.
It would have been. So, Shelley?
Yes?
What are your final words? On crutches.
Your legs aren't broken. Put down the crutch, stand up and walk.
Ooh, that's not bad. Wow. Mark?
Ooh, I like that. That was really good.
Shelly, people can't hear you whisper.
Well, yeah, actually they
can't probably heard that.
Actually,
yes.
You can't because your microphone's
right next to your
head.
Yeah, because Mark does that sometimes.
Yeah,
because
you can.
Oh, yeah, it was quite loud, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So,
how about you, Mark?
The way we found out things were an addiction in life is because we kept doing them over a long period of time without stopping. So you might want to take a look at your life and ask yourself, are you doing what you wanted to do in life? And if you are, keep doing it if it works.
Yeah, you can tell where I was going.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's the
if you like what you're getting,
keep doing what you're doing.
If you don't like what you're getting, do something different.
However, I was also going to say, because of the season and throwing away the crutches, God blesses everyone.
I already said that.
I know. You said that at the beginning, but that wasn't your final word, so I stole them. Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online, or you can have it emailed to you, and he will wait.
Blah, blah, blah.
And you can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. Did I get that right?
Yes.
You did.
Okay, good.
You took kind of a roundabout way of getting there, yeah. But you got there.
You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
There you go, Mark. People are listening to the shoe.
Clearly they are.
The really big shoe.
Really big. We appreciate you listening to the show.
We have
however,
a crap load of people in Ghana.
We do?
I just noticed, yeah. Like more people in Ghana than in Canada.
There are drugs and alcohol in Ghana?
Apparently.
Wow.
Now we know where to go on vacation.
Why are the Canucks so lame? I mean, Canucks are wonderful people, but we get way more people in Ghana downloading us than in Canada. Does that just mean people in Canada have better taste?
Don't you know? Anyway, if you're listening to the show, thank you very much. We ask that you go to our recovery101.net site where you can listen to the show and download the show. You can click permalink, in which case you will go up and you can like the show. We ask that you click that little like button. If you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted into our numbers. If you are not yet a member, you'll have an opportunity to join where you can comment. You can leave topics in the comment section. You can follow. You will get automatic updates of new shows going up.
You will.
And you can add us to your playlists. And because there's nothing like a Saturday night party.
Without a bunch of Recovery 101. If you want to clear out your Saturday night party, just start playing our playlist.
And now, the end is near.
That's true. Also, I noticed something interesting the other day. If you went to the main page after becoming a follower,
yes.
And you went to the page and there's all the shows listed, over on the right, if you click Become a Follower,
mm-hmm.
it lets you.
Oh.
Every single time. It says, hey, you're now a follower.
Thank you.
I'm like, wow, I was a follower yesterday, but I'm glad I'm a follower today.
The lemming button.
Every day, it'll do it. Now, we don't really increase our followers, but for some reason, it's...
If you lead.
I think it's a glitch. Glitchy.
Yeah, don't drop your lighter.
I don't know where it is, but okay. I got it.
Okay.
Also, if you're Facebook friendly, you can go like the Recovery 101 fan page. It's been clipping right along. I didn't really notice, but I would say by now we're at 5,250 at least. Because last night we were at 5,248. We get a bunch of people a day. I went right past the 5,000th person. I was going to pick out the 5,000th person and, I don't know, send them a Recovery 101 shirt or something. And I don't know who it was. Shelly's looking at me like we don't have a Recovery 101 shirt. We do. It's called I Used to Suffer from Insanity, but Now I Enjoy It. And on the back it says Recovery 101. You can get that at cafepress.com/recovery101.
That's a lame-ass shirt.
Who designed that?
Oh.
Ow.
Who designed
it? I did.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, ow.
Okay.
Ow.
Well, look. It doesn't actually have, like, a logo or any interesting graphics. And the saying, the used to suffer from insanity, that's not even original.
I think next time we get another sponsor.
Wow.
That we should make up Last 30 Day Chips.
Last 30 Day Chips?
Recovery 101 Last 30 Day
That's
Chips.
What we need. Mark is right.
I wonder if there's anybody on iTex that does that, makes plastic chips. I'll bet there is.
Probably.
Also, if you want to be anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. If you ask to join, we will allow you. And that will enable you to post in things, recovery-minded stuff, without it showing up for all your friends and relatives to see. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
I'm going to take a wild guess at what this is, but I'm going to ask anyway. Shelley, who's the lead-out music by?
The big fight going on.
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber. What song are we going to hear from Forever Amber?
Everyone's burnt out on Sippy Cup and Damn Girl. Let's hit him with This Is What We Do.
This Is What We Do from Forever Amber. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Jelly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye.
and take care of you.
Don't ever say that you knew me well. I never want to see your face again. Come to my concert, you won't get in. And love and war, let the game begin. I got you good with just a paper and a pen. Thanking God for the poor within. I was raised up right upper middle class. Seemed like I was coming with trailer trash. Tweakers, geekers, freakers all bound to crash. I hate to say it, but your life won't last. Bitches telling me I look like shit. 23 and 6 kids telling me I'm lit. This is what we get.
Girl, cause you're